Start saving today. WBBM Wrigley Building, Chicago. Amazing coffee discovery. Instant Maxwell House. Not a powder, not a grind either, but millions of tiny hollow flavor buds of real
Wrigley's
coffee.
Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, everyone. Just think, Eddie, oh, smiling lovable, your voice was being heard from coast to coast. Isn't that an exciting experience? Coast to coast for Wrigley?
I'm scared.
A little bit worried. But going coast to coast, of course, is old business for the Wrigley people because they've been going farther than that, way over the horizon, around the world. The Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum people send their delightful product, delicious, wholesome, refreshing. I hope that you always have it. Good morning to you, wherever you are. Here in the Middle West, it's a delightfully warm and sunny and pleasant day. In a few minutes, we're going to switch to New York City, where Eddie Howard is waiting to talk to us. And one of the things we're going to ask him is, how's the weather there? And is it shining down on the Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built for the opening of the World Series? Well, we've got some fine music. We're going to talk to Eddie Howard about his great career as a band leader and a vocalist, and also listen to his latest record. Here's one by Lola Dee to start things off, a happy-go-lucky little hillbilly song called Paper Roses.
Gave me roses the day that we met. Bright paper flowers I'll never forget. I knew your roses were gay make-believe, but how could I know you would deceive? Paper roses are making me blue. Paper roses
remind me of you.
Beautiful flowers that have no heart. Just like you, all they do is play a part. I shouldn't love you the way that I do. When every hour you're making me blue, I'll burn your roses, and when they're aflame, I'll wish your cold heart could be the same.
That's Lola Dee in a fine wing recording called Paper Roses, a song that's been decidedly more popular, I suppose, here in the Middle West, which Lola calls home, than in other places, but I think it's going to spread across the great prairies of this nation into the cities and probably into the hearts of the people. Lola Dee, Paper Roses. You know, a few minutes ago, teasing with Eddie Joyce, our fine announcer on this show, we were telling him about the excitement of going coast to coast and having his voice heard in every state. But did you ever stop to think that it's true what I told you about the Wrigley product? That's heard in more than just every state of these United. It's also heard and talked, of course, around the world and mentioned. And it's a nice knowledge to know that you're working for a group of people whose product is just as well loved and accepted in New York City as it is in Los Angeles, as much in Texas as it is in Maine, and just as much as it is in the city of Chicago, the home base for the operation. And I think that there's a good reason for it. And the reason, of course, is top quality and high standard. Because all the products of the Wrigley people are the finest. And once you decide that you're going to switch over to Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, you'll know in an instant why I say we're so wonderfully pleased and proud to be able to sell a product like Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, if you yet haven't had the pleasure of handing a friend of yours a stick of Wrigley Spearmint and seeing the delight on their face when they first smack their lips to the good taste and flavor, you try it this afternoon, will you? Pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's nothing finer under the sun. And is the sun out and bright and shining in New York City? That's what I want to know, Mr. Eddie Howard.
Hello, Howard. Good to see you. Good to hear you, Randy.
Well, I wish you could see me, too, but that was not too long ago. When did you move into New York, Eddie?
We moved in here Monday evening at the Roosevelt Grill, Howard.
You opened up and replaced Mr. Guy Lumbago.
Yes.
How do you like working in the spot that Guy has been in for so many years?
Oh, it's just wonderful. It's a perfect room for us, Howard, and we're very happy. It's a spot that I've wanted for many, many years.
Yes, well, the Roosevelt Hotel, of course, has always been one of the prominent dance spots for not only the old but the young set, and it'll be a great exposure for your band because you're also on the CBS network a few times a week, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Finest network in all the world, Edward. Eddie, how long have you been in this business of purveying music for dancing and singing for the edification of the people?
Well, I've had the band since 41, Howard, and of course I was in radio and recording previous to that all 5 years.
So. I know you started as a youngster, and of course your voice is probably heard as much as any other person in the course of these last 10 or 12 years. Eddie, of all the songs that you've recorded, which one would you say lives in your memory as being your favorite?
Well, I think To Each His Own has been our all-time big seller, Howard, and naturally it's our biggest request.
Uh-huh.
And it's the favorite record and has been of mine for years.
Yes. Now, you have been associated with the Mercury people ever since it first went into operation, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And for them, of course, you've sold a multitude of records. Now, Eddie, through the years, you've probably watched the trends and the changes. Here in Chicago, we've just finished recently, the last couple of days, a big convention for the ballroom operators and the band leaders around America. And, of course, the question that came up for discussion more than anything else is, what can we do to re-stimulate the band business and dancing? Where do you suppose the decline set in? Why did the decline set in for the younger set in dancing, Eddie?
Well, I think the war years had a lot to do with that. The kids got out of the habit of dancing during, there was a span of 4 or 5 years in there. And it's regaining popularity very, very strong. In fact, I haven't a kick in the world, Howard, as far as I'm concerned, because naturally I'm a vocalist band leader, and we have been fortunate in having good records and vocal records played by all the boys around the country. And I can't say I've been hurt at all, but there was a decline in dancing, but it's definitely on the upgrade.
Well, what do you suppose can bring it back faster than anything else, Eddie? I think it's a real wholesome pursuit
for
the youngsters.
Well, I believe television from the bandstand, remote television programs, will do the trick the same as it did with radio some years ago.
Well, you know, I was discussing this matter with the editors of Variety, the show business Bible, as well you know, in our industry. And in a discussion this morning, I suggested that maybe it would be a good idea. Let me put it another way. I think that one of the reasons that kids don't buy dance band records these days is because they have such fine musicianship on records which are backing up featured vocalists.
That's true.
To me that maybe the way to re-stimulate a desire to hear, well, we'll have to exclude you because they buy your record, you sing. But the Les Browns and the other big name bands in the country is to couple them with some of the big stars. In other words, what would be wrong with letting Patti Page sing with Ralph Martiri on a Mercury record, for instance? And then kids will be exposed to the Martiri record when they buy Patti Page.
Very true, Howard. I think it'd be an excellent idea.
Don't you think that it's necessary to build you band leaders up as performing stars, the same as they do the vocalists? It seems that the vocalists have pushed you people in the background.
That's very, very true. And I think it would be a very stimulating thing for an artist like Patti to couple with Ralph, as you mentioned.
One of the choral artists could perform with the Les Brown Band, and then the youngsters are getting exposed to the big-name leaders, and then when the big-name leaders, when the Eddie Howards or the Les Browns or the Ralph Martiris go into Kokomo or Peoria, they'll say, gee, I got to see that band. I think that the sight, the visual attraction, is gone in the band business today.
That's very true.
How's the weather in New York? What's it going to be like for the World Series?
It was raining here this morning early, but the sun is out now, Howard, and it looks like we're going to have a wonderful day for the opening game. In fact, I'm hopping a cab just as soon as I leave Alan Dix here. I'm going out to the game.
You want to make a little prediction?
It's the fever's high. The Yankees are the favorites, naturally, here.
You're a good politician. You just keep it that way. You'll always be popular at the Roosevelt Grill. And by the way, as long as we're plugging Roosevelt, I want to plug Alan Dix. Isn't that a wonderful restaurant?
It surely is.
All the show folk go there. Well, Eddie, let's put the needle to this great new Mercury record of yours, which is beginning to show signs of real life in the Chicagoland area. And I think it, too, is going to spread and be a national hit for you. Eddie Howard, his vocal and his trio and his orchestra with the Teenager's Waltz.
Come on, lovers, you young lovers, dance the teenager's waltz. Come on, capture all the rapture that's meant for you alone. Time for whirling, time for twirling to the teenager's waltz. You'll be happy, oh so happy, in a world of your own. As the music plays softly and the lights are turned low, you can whisper sweet nothings as you sway to and fro. Cutting in is forbidden on the teenager's waltz. So be sure you choose your true love for the teenager's waltz. Softly, and the lights are turned low. You can whisper sweet nothings as you sway to and fro. Cutting in is forbidden on the teenager's waltz. So be sure you choose your true love for the teenagers.
Walk. You know, Eddie Howard, if you told me that that raw song was written expressly for you to sing, I would have to believe you because your performance on it is magnificent.
Oh, thanks, Howard. It's a good commercial song, and it's quite a twist on all the rhythm and blues, teenager's waltz. I thought we'd give them a little different sound.
It's a good salute to the kids, and at the same time, it's a wonderful thing for mom and pop to enjoy because it has that flavor of nostalgia, which always makes for a good commercial song and record.
Well, thank you.
Eddie, I want to wish you the best of luck there at the Roosevelt Grill. I know that you basically belong to the hearts of our Chicago audience because, of course, this is your home. But by virtue of your great singing style, you belong to the hearts of the world, and I sure appreciate your appearance on our show.
Well, thank you, Howard. It's awfully nice talking to you this morning, and I think I'll buzz right out to the stadium and see what we can do for Brooklyn.
You have a fine time. You put a few packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, and then when the tension gets high, you'll relax, will you, in case your team loses.
I'll surely do that.
Thanks, Eddie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, as a matter of fact, it's very interesting. I just passed my package of Wrigley Spearmint around the room here to Lou and to Eddie and to all the boys, and it's interesting to watch how each one approaches a piece of gum. I always fold my piece before I put it in my mouth. Eddie just shoves a whole doggone thing in. He must have his tonsils removed. Regardless of how you approach the stick of gum, I know that once you get into it, you're going to enjoy it because it's the finest product in all the world, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, thanks an awful lot for listening. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be one of America's best-known songwriters and publishers, Chester Kahn, from his home in Forest Hills, Long Island. This is the CBS Radio Network.